Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for all coming here this morning. We are here to celebrate the light that came into this world, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, to forever put away darkness through the cross and the resurrection. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. But before all this, we have to go back. Back to when the world was darkened. Our representatives, Adam and Eve, who were living in the light, in the perfect world that God placed them in, but they disobeyed God. They ate from the forbidden fruit. Once the light left, the world became darkened, separated from God's presence, separated from God's holiness, separated from the light. A wall between God and man. Our sins have separated us from the holiness of God. We will not be able to understand the joy nor the hope that we're celebrating here today unless we see what we got ourselves into through our representatives, Adam and Eve. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Why is it that we don't see the darkness of our sins? I believe it's because we compare ourselves not with God, but we compare ourselves with each other. We lie, but we say, "Not a sum." We steal, but we say not as much. We hurt, but not to kill. The Bible says, and I'm paraphrasing here, if you have hate in your heart, you are as one who kills. If you lust in your heart, it is you have already committed adultery in your heart. We are all guilty. And the penalty for our sin is death. God told Adam and Eve before they ate of the forbidden fruit, he said, "Once you eat of that fruit, you will surely die." And not death that we're familiar with, but death, meaning hell, forever separation from God. Compared to a holy God, we are wretched. Yes, the plank is extremely high. The only thing that will stand before a holy God is 100% perfection. No matter what we do, we will never be able to stand on our own good works. Some will say, "I'll talk it over with God. I know he'll weigh my good deeds over my bad ones." The Bible also says, there's no one who does good, not even one. Eli, you're saying, that means I can't get into heaven on my own good works? Don't take my word for it. Read this book. Yes, we won't get into heaven on our own good works. Now that's the bad news. Now our ears are open to receive the light, the joy, the hope of the world, the baby in the manger, Christ the newborn King. This is the state of mind we must be in to receive the gift from God, Jesus Christ. A state of understanding we can't do it on our own. A state of repentance, acknowledging our mistakes. God understands. He knows we are fallen people. He, being full of mercy and grace, provided a way out. That's good news. Jesus came into the world, lived a blameless life, died on the cross for our sins. Bible also says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Also from Romans, it says, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction. If we have our trust in Christ Jesus, we will walk before the holy God cloaked by the righteousness of Jesus. God will always look at us through the light of Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean we're going to be perfect people. Not even close. But we will be covered by the righteousness of Christ. Also, some good news. In Jesus, every work that we do here in this life will be rewarded. Because of Jesus, we will be able to receive presents in heaven, some more than others. What a Christmas party that will be. Wait, we might say, I got to clean things up before I come to this Jesus. You might be in a bad relationship or in the middle of a bad situation. And you say, once it's done, once this is over, then I'll come to this Jesus that you're talking about. The Bible says, today is the day of salvation. We must come as we are, with all our baggage, with everything, today. We can say, Jesus, I'm sorry. Help me with this load that I'm carrying. In this state of repentance, he will take that load. He will open it and start from the top, cleaning and saying, I paid for this. No need to carry it anymore. And as his light will penetrate deeper into that bag of shame and letting us know that he paid it all, it will be a process. We will resist at times and say, I'm not ready for you, Jesus, to look in there. But he is patient. Becoming a Christian is just the starting point. Don't wait till you are perfect to come to Jesus. Come now and let him change your life. Everything good you do apart from Christ will not count before a holy God. Listen, will not count. As we trust in Jesus and start reading the Bible, he will change us day by day. I always use this quote. It's one of my favorites. I'm not the man I ought to be, but thank God I'm not the man I was. That's the Christian walk. Church is full of sinners covered by the blood of Jesus. And as we're Christian for 30 years might pass, and that process is still going to go on. And the light will penetrate deeper and deeper as we get older. And we'll realize how sinful we really are. And the more we see of our own sin, the less we'll see the sins of others. As I wrap up, I want to read from John 3:16. I want that you guys to open up your heart and hear these words that God wrote in his book. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. The light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. In verse 16, once again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now that's good news to those who understand. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace. He makes the nations prove the glorious of his righteousness, the wonders of his love. Amen.